From Mark and Psalms. What defiles one comes from within our hearts and not what goes into our bodies. Jesus has the discussion with the Pharisees concerned for the disregard of washing their hands before eating by some of Jesus' disciples. According to Leviticus, Yahweh separated the clean from the unclean food in order to distinguish the Israelites from the surrounding peoples, or Gentiles. This separation continues with the Jews as they bring the blessing to all nations, and they somehow have blurred the understanding of the blessing for all nations to mean all must become Jews in order to be blessed. Jesus reveals to them their misunderstanding of the law that declares a love for all people claimed by God, and only loving our God stands before that claim. Deuteronomy and Leviticus declare for all who are children of God to keep his commandments. You have one God and one Lord of all. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. From Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells the lawyer, who was a Pharisee, that on those two commandments hang all the laws and prophets. Jesus tells them and us that our traditions do not take precedence over the law of God. In our understanding of the law, we define it and use it to judge and dominate those who do not agree with our personal agenda. We have used the law for personal gain for as long as the law existed. Jesus comes to change that misunderstanding and to put an end to the abuse of God's creation and the mishandling of God's word in ways that defile God and the word of God. Jesus tells them and us that what goes into our body cannot defile us because it goes into our stomach and out the sewer. However, the things that come out of our heart can defile us. The things that defile us break relationships with God and with God's creation. The broken relationship with God and our neighbor cannot be repaired by humans, but by Christ. Emmanuel, the Messiah, brings restoration to the broken world out of love, and God's grace changes the understanding of the law. The law was not given to separate God's love or limit whom God will love, but the law was given to reveal the brokenness of creation. The law convicts us and reveals our sin only so we can turn back to the God of all creation to see the abundance of God's grace. We cannot be defiled by what we eat or by the lack of washing our hands. We can and are cleansed by the blood of Jesus that washes us clean. God gives us the commandments that teaches us to love our God and to love the Sabbath and to love our parents and to love our neighbors. The commandments God gives us are in place so that we can show God's love to all creation. The love God shows us in God's open gate of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. We cannot live by hatred or jealousy. We do not build relationships with greed or bitterness, but instead we restore the broken relations with our neighbors and with kindness and love. When we love our neighbor, we are loving the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. When God opens the gate of God's kingdom to us, it's because of God's faithful love and commitment to God's creation. God comes to us to open the gate of salvation so we can share the good news with all people. It is not what goes into our body that defiles us, but what comes out of our heart that defiles and breaks the relationship with God and with our neighbor. See the light of the world, who comes to take away the sin of the world, is Jesus the Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. Teacher Jesus, too often we blame external people and situations for our heartaches and brokenness. Help us to look inward, to uncover and heal the things that defile bitterness, hatred, jealousy, and greed. Help us instead to be agents of peace, hope, generosity, and love. Amen.